AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tonight in Georgia, President Trump will speak at a rally on the night before two Senate runoffs in that state. At stake is the party that controls the U.S. Senate. Just a few days ago, President Trump spoke on the phone with the Secretary of State in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger. He talked about finding enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's presidential victory there. Gabriel Sterling is with the Secretary of State's office.
I personally found it to be something that was not normal, out of place, and nobody I know who would be president would do something like that to a Secretary of State.
The president talked about raising the prospect of a criminal offense if officials did not change the vote count. The AP's Julie Pace reports some in the GOP are claiming election fraud and then urging people to vote tomorrow in Georgia.
Those two priorities seem to be running into each other right now. I think it is very difficult for Republicans to thread this needle when you are both encouraging people to show up to vote and telling them that the election in November was rigged.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is fearing what's ahead with an expected surge in post-holiday coronavirus cases. They want to get patients home from hospitals and on home oxygen.
This is part of the larger strategy in terms of what the Army Corps is doing, but also what we're trying to do by getting people to move into home environments and reduce the utilization of those oxygen systems.
The process is speeding up to get people vaccinated. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says prior to this week, 100,000 got the shot.
By the time you get to the end of the month, I expect us to be at a clip of about 400,000 vaccinations a week. So the groundwork is laid. Now it's time to put this into action on a 24/7 basis.
Court documents from Wisconsin show a pharmacist accused of ruining doses of the vaccine felt the world was crashing down and believed the shots would mutate people's DNA. The Dow down 382 points. This is AP News. President Trump continues awarding a loyalist as his term comes to an end. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president's given one of the nation's highest civilian honors to GOP Congressman Devin Nunes, who led efforts to discredit the Russian election interference probe. In announcing he was receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the White House said Nunes uncovered, quote, the greatest scandal in American history. U.S. intelligence agencies and multiple congressional committees, though, have concluded Russia did interfere in 2016 in hopes of boosting Trump's candidacy. The president's expected to give the same honor next week to Congressman Jim Jordan, who is among Republicans trying to undermine confidence in the 2020 election results. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There are now three new NFL coaching opportunities. Doug Marrone was fired by Jacksonville, Anthony Lynn by the L.A. Chargers. Yesterday, the New York Jets fired Adam Gase. Ed Donahue, AP News.